Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How about that two-game homestand? 5-0 Atlanta United and 4 goals for Joseph Martinez. The Golden Boot winner back on his game, Hugh. Back
yeah, man,
in scoring.
And not only that, the Martinez brothers, the Martinez twins, or whatever you want to call them, starting to like to get on the same page. You know, because we were talking about that, especially with Miguel Amaro leaving. When are these two guys going to start, you know, gelling a little bit? And hopefully that's the start of something really big for those two. Hopefully yeah, that's the right case, like hooking up and, you know, assisting, things of that nature.
Right, you just have to kind of, you know, learn each other because they're different. Joseph's getting the ball in a different way now. Miggy was, you know, pure speed.
Yeah.
And he could beat everybody down and then kind of feed it over. You know, he loved to beat everybody down the sideline and then feed it into the middle on a cross to Joseph. And what Pitty wants to do is – you know, use his, you know, art to create something through the middle of the field and more of a direct line kind of pass that Joseph runs onto. But whatever it is, they're starting to figure it out because, you know, Joseph is starting to – when Joseph Martinez starts scoring goals, good things are going to happen.
Yeah, man. And I think, you know, for them to win in the fashion that they did, you know, a lot of people are talking about them not scoring as many goals or not on the pace of scoring goals the way that they were last year. Bottom line is you got to win. And now when you get – past this gauntlet of a bunch of tough games in a short period of time, you got some time to rest. You got some time to heal up. You got some time to get on the same page as far as your continuity goes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing, to go through all that you've been through and to get to this point and still be in a good spot, second in the standings, in MLS standings behind Philadelphia. Now you get some rest. Everybody gets on the same page. Everybody gets healthy. And now you move forward. That's a great thing.
The DeBoer style is different, and it has taken the team a little bit of time to adjust. But now that they've adjusted and playing through the middle of the field in the way that they do, one thing is true that you can't deny, that the defense has improved markedly.
Yeah, and everybody's getting comfortable. You know, it's funny. The thing about getting coached by somebody new and being a player and, you know, buying into the system. Initially, when you're in a situation like that, John, it's tough to buy in because it's something different. And it's also tough to buy in when you don't automatically see the results of you changing the style that worked for you so well in the past.
Right.
And that's frustrating. But as a player, you have to ride it out, even though it becomes a situation where you're mad. And we've seen that. We saw that during the course of the season, times where, you know, going into the break, going in the half, players would – you know, visibly be frustrated. But they never once, you know, threw Frank DeBoer under the bus. They never once, you know, talked out of turn when it came to things like that. And when it started to turn, you started to hear the conversation be a lot different. You know, and they started talking about, you know, people started mentioning to them that you're not scoring the goals at the rapid pace that you have in the past. And they said, as long as we're winning, it doesn't matter. And now when you start to see the results, you start to believe it a little bit more and it becomes a little bit easier. It's amazing how that works. When you start to believe in what's going on out there on the pitch and it starts to change for you, how the game actually slows down for you, and then you can see a little bit better what Frank DeBoer was trying to implement.
Well, Atlanta United, while they haven't scored a lot of goals, I mean 5 in this 2-game homestand, certainly helps. 19 goals scored in 15 games. That is not Atlanta United soccer that we have come to know it over the first couple of years. By contrast, the L.A. Football Club has 39 goals so far this season. Atlanta United only has 19. But, again, let's look at the other side of the ledger. Atlanta United's allowed a league-low 11 goals this season. That's all they've allowed in their 15 games is 11 goals. That's the lowest number of goals allowed in the league. There are teams out there that have allowed over 30. Colorado's allowed 34, New England 33. I mean, even teams ahead of them, like Philadelphia and D.C. United, have allowed 18 each, and Atlanta United's only given up 11 goals. And so tightening that defense has been, you know, certainly a key point. Yes, Brad Guzan's had some some big saves and some
big time saves,
big moves and some big moments to help that. But only 11 goals allowed. So if you get that defense locked down and you can work off that defense, which is what DeBoer is seeking to do, and you can start getting Joseph to score goals as he has the last two games, those are the kind of results that you get. And you don't have to win games 4-3 anymore. You'll start winning games 4-0.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm excited to see what it's going to look like, what, 3 weeks from now? I know you got some guys that are potentially be leaving, going, you know, play for
playing for international,
clubs.
Right.
Yeah. But to have that time to actually, you know, work through what you want to do and then have, think about it, just to have, you know, I know you're going to have some time off, but to have consistent back-to-back-to-back practice days to be able to implement what you're trying to do, I'm going to be excited to see what it looks like in a couple of weeks because it's going to look a little different. It's going to look a little different.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.